Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, a Chicago craft brewery that works to innovate new ways to brew and age beer. More at gooseisland.com. You don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
This is Sound Opinions, and later on in the show, we are going to review the final studio album from Chuck Berry. He announced that he was recording this album, a big surprise, last year. He hadn't made an album since 1979,
That's a long drought.
And then he died in March, and then, lo and behold, a few weeks later, we have this final studio album from Chuck Berry. That's later on in the show.
You know, but first, Greg, a summer is upon us. That means vacation time. To me, that's always meant road trips. You know, I did some calculus from playing in different bands, going on tour through the year, speaking engagements you and I have done. I have visited 32 of our 50 fine states, often driving all the way. You know, I mean, summer, driving, road trip, they go together hand in hand. And you cannot take a road trip of any kind without a great soundtrack. So our notion is I'd start on one coast, you'd start on the other, and we'd do some of our favorite songs of all time about particular places we will be driving through. And I'm starting in New York. When you're talking about New York, I could play anything by the Ramones, everything by the Velvet Underground, or LCD Sound System. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down, right? All right, so we were digging a little deeper, or at least I was. I'm starting with Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z and Alicia Keys, which I will confess, when Jay's Blueprint 3 album came out in 2009, I was not initially a fan of this song. I think Jay's been past his prime for a long time. I am not a huge fan of Alicia Keys, who sings the chorus. But I got to confess, I hear this song fairly often now in grocery stores, you know, and I've come around. I've come to really like this song. And I didn't realize some of the story behind it. Originally, Jay was going to tap Mary J. Blige to sing that chorus. It was written by a young woman who grew up with him in a particular apartment building in Brooklyn. And so it references at one point 560 State Street. That's where Hova grew up. This is one of those great New York, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere, kind of upbeat songs without the inherent cheese of everything by Billy Joel or even that Sinatra anthem. Here it is. Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z and Alicia Keys on Sound Opinions.
Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from
State of Mind by Jay-Z and Alicia Keys. Greg, what's the first stop on your tour? Where are you starting out?
I'm going to start in California, in L.A., Jim. And I was thinking quintessential Los Angeles songs. And the first thing that popped into my mind, believe it or not, was Warren Zevon. Because I thought in so many ways his writing encapsulated what that city was like, sort of the dark underbelly of Los Angeles. And I sort of gravitate toward those dark underbelly type of songs.
Well, Los Angeles just screams noir.
Well, Zevon, and it's good that you bring that up because Zevon is a big fan of the Pulp Fiction writer. And Pulp Fiction writer almost denigrates him in a way that he doesn't deserve. But Ross McDonald is a great fiction writer. He wrote those hard-boiled detective novels. His recurring character was this private detective, Lou Archer. Zevon was taking cues from that sort of scenario of this guy who's a hard-drinking guy working his job, but he's not really sure he likes it anymore. The song Desperados Under the Eaves is set with all sorts of Los Angeles signifiers. It begins with the narrator sitting in the Hollywood Hawaiian Hotel, sitting there nursing a cup of coffee, and it's clear this guy has a doozy of a hangover. Not the first time in his life that he's had a hangover. He's had one every day of his life, it almost seems like. And I love the way, not only is this a song about personal dissolution, loneliness, Los Angeles, but it's also about climate change. I mean, it's got all of California that you could possibly want in just a few short lines. Great Los Angeles song from his debut album in 1976 from Warren Zevon. This was before Werewolves of London. Yeah. This is his best album. The song is called Desperados Under the Eaves on Sound Opinions.
I was sitting in the Hollywood Hawaiian Hotel. I was staring in my empty coffee cup. I was thinking that the gypsy wasn't blind. All the salty margaritas in Los Angeles, I'm gonna drink them up. And if California slides into the ocean like the mystics and statistics say it will, I predict this motel will be standing until I pay my bill. What? Don't the sun look angry through the trees? Don't the trees look like crucified bees? Don't you feel like desperados under the eaves? Heaven help the one who leaves. Still waking up in the mornings with shaking hands, and I'm trying to find a girl who understands me. But except in dreams, you're never really free. Don't the sun look at
Desperados Under the Eaves, a great L.A. song, West Coast song by Warren Zevon. Where are you going next, Jim?
I'm going to the great Midwest, Greg. We are here, of course, in Chicago. That would have been far too obvious. There are so many great songs about Detroit, too, and Cleveland, even. But no, I'm going to play a song about a state, one of the rare states, like I said, I've been to like 33, that I've never been. I've never been to Kansas. You ever been to Kansas?
No, I have not.
I've never been to Kansas. Wichita Lineman, you know, by Glen Campbell. What an amazing song. Some critics have said it is one of the best pop songs ever written. Written by Jimmy Webb, the great American songwriter, back in 1968. Recorded by Glen Campbell with backing from the members of the Wrecking Crew. Early in Glen's career, you know, that incredible cast of L.A. session musicians, Carol Kay on bass, Jim Gordon on drums, James Burton, the great guitarist. What a song. He's talking about a guy that he saw in Oklahoma, Jimmy Webb, on top of a telephone pole. Now, kids are not going to know what we're talking about. The lineman is fixing telephone lines. Once, Junior, there was a wire to every phone in America, not the case anymore. Something about the melancholy of this song and something about the space in the arrangement just to me typifies those vast American plains of the great Midwest. So Wichita Lineman by the great Glen Campbell on Sound Opinions.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you
through the wine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
He was a lineman for the county, Greg. Wichita Lineman by Glenn Campbell.
Jim, that's a great pick. But we're going to take a break for a second and turn it over to our listeners, who are going to give some of their picks with songs about great American cities and regions.
Hi, I'm Kurt from Seattle, and I chose Malibu by Hole. For me, the song is evocative of a paradise that feels like you could reach it just by getting in your car and driving. But it's not just about the city Malibu, which I've never actually been to. I've been through it. But I used to drive down the California coast to visit friends from college in Santa Barbara area. And so I know that feeling that the song evokes of, you know, sun and wind in your hair, and your troubles are behind you and the future is bright. It feels like kind of a post-punk updated version of that mid-60s or even earlier dream that, you know, the Beach Boys or the Mamas and Papas or the Birds were conveying, that come out here and life will be better. Yet there's kind of a dark edge to it, where you know that the dream is a lie, or you probably aren't going to be able to reach it, but you still want to believe that dream, and you still want to reach for it. And it always feels like it's just a road trip away.
I think Kurt did a pretty good job of selling Malibu by Hole there, Greg, but I never thought that record was Courtney Love's best moment. I don't want Courtney to be Sonny.
Yeah, Sonny and Courtney don't go together, generally
no,
speaking.
No, I never thought so.
But, you know, I love Kurt's description of what that song evokes. I once took a road trip up the Pacific Coast Highway from L.A. to San Francisco.
Only time I ever got car sick.
Yeah. There's a lot of winding roads, right?
And you're on the edge of the cliff.
But if you got that convertible going and you got the sun setting in the west and, you know, your hair's flying, or what if your hair can fly, that's
Greg,
where it's going to go.
Caught in a convertible.
There you go.
How about another caller?
My name is Miriam, and I'm calling from Chicago. When I think of road trip songs, I immediately think of Gordon Lightfoot's The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Every summer growing up, my family would take a road trip up from Chicago to just north of Duluth on Lake Superior. And this is a song that kind of really gets you in the mood to be traveling to Lake Superior.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitchagumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
If anyone knows who's been to the North Shore, it's not a you know, flip-flops and sand kind of place. It's the lake is very cold and deep and mysterious and kind of threatening. And so hearing that song every summer when we're in our Oldsmobile custom cruiser, you know, when we'd approach Eau Claire, Wisconsin, would really get us in the mood for a Lake Superior vacation.
Coming back from some mill in Wisconsin, as the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling?
You know, nothing says vacation, Greg, like a shipwreck. I don't know if I follow Miriam's thinking there. I do love that song. What's more, I will tell you, Miriam, that that is one of Greg Kot's favorite songs of all time. You have waxed rhapsodic about it on the show.
Oh, it is. I can't. It's one of those songs that is an all-timer, without a doubt. It creates such a mood, and it puts you in that place. And, you know, it has just only exacerbated my fear of deep, dark bodies of water.
That's true. You know, I can't even talk you into taking a road trip with me, but I've talked about doing...
I'm not good on boats.
You're not good on boats. Yeah. I wanted to do that. What's your next pick?
Jim, you had mentioned the great songwriter Jimmy Webb earlier in the show in regard to Wichita Lineman, Glenn Campbell's amazing version of Webb's song. And I'm going to bring up Jimmy Webb again because he wrote many great songs, including the one I'm going to play next, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, a song that no less than Frank Sinatra called the greatest torch song ever written, one of the most covered songs of the 60s and 70s and beyond. Johnny Rivers recorded the original version in 65, and Glenn Campbell recorded his own version in 67. Mm-hmm. Now, probably more people know that version of the song than the one I'm going to play, but I think the version that Isaac Hayes did on his Hot Buttered Soul album in 1969 is the definitive version. It is 18 minutes and 40 seconds of prime Isaac Hayes.
And we're done for the week.
You know, and we were talking about this concept of journeying across the country. And I think Isaac Hayes' version of this song evokes that perfectly because the song's basically about a breakup. A guy decides finally, after a long, torturous relationship with a woman, and he's tried to leave her many times before. He's never been able to do it. Finally, he builds up the gumption to say, I'm going. It was a great affair, but it clearly has run its course, and I need to leave. So before she gets up in the morning, he sets off, heads east from Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And his first destination is Phoenix, hence the title of the song. Hayes takes the song and does the whole preamble.
I'm talking about the power of love now. I'm going to tell you what love can do. You know when they say love makes the world go round, that's the truth. Love can make you or break you.
And he said he did it to get the audience's attention. He said he told his band he fell in love with the song. He says, we're going to do it live. You guys just vamp behind me, and I'm going to get this audience's attention somehow because they're all talking. And suddenly they're all paying attention to him. And he said, you know, by the time I got done 18 minutes later, there wasn't a dry eye in the house because he had built up this incredible sense of mood about this melancholy of this guy leaving his love and at the same time imagining what she's going through as she slowly comes to the realization that he ain't coming back for the first time. He's tried to leave before, but this is for real. This is Isaac Hayes singing By the Time I Get to Phoenix, or at least a little snippet of his 18-minute version on Sound Opinions.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. Oh, and she'll find a note I left hanging on the door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. Yes, she will. Why? 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. Oh, by the time you
probably stop at lunch just to give her sweet goodbye a call. Oh, she'll hear all the phone keep right on ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing, oh, and ringing off the wall. Mama, 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 that's all.
Isaac Hayes' version of By the Time I Get to Phoenix. Nice one, Gray Cott. You listeners at home, do you have a favorite song about a place in the United States visited while road tripping? Give us a call on our hotline, 888-859-1800. After a short break, we'll continue our musical road trip, and later we'll review the final album from the legendary guitarist and singer Chuck Berry. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.